Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Postscript Media. Everything is a climate story. Postscript Media makes podcasts at the intersection of climate with culture, politics, business, tech, and more. Today, we're highlighting two of their podcasts, Climavores and Hot Buttons. We'll tell you more about those shows, their missions, and where you can find them later in the show. Stay tuned for more from Postscript Media. We are also supported by Clipped from the Podcast Haven. Clipped brings you podcast production tips, education, and industry insights to help you navigate the ever-changing podcast landscape. Pre-production, production, post-production, and launched. Clip has got you covered. Find Clipped at linktree.com/thepodcasthaven. We are also supported by Thorn in the USA. Thorn in the USA is an absurdist political satire inspired by the dangerous rhetoric from far-right representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and her ilk. Thorn in the USA is committed to restoring a conscience to Congress. And while we can't reason with wanton ignorance, we can expose it. Listen by searching for Thorn in the USA wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, welcome to the show. Here is a quick thought exercise for you. If you had to guess, how many hours do you think you spend at work every year? How many hours do you think you spend relaxing every year? Do you like that breakdown? Do you wish you worked less? More? Do you wish that you had more meaningful relaxation time? When you go on vacation, are you able to fully unplug? Like really, shut off your work email? It's really hard. But today on the show, that's what we're diving into. Work and work culture around the world. This week's theme comes to us from Gregory Warner, host of the podcast Rough Translation. Side note, I have been a huge fan of this show since 2017. I've been tweeting at them and appreciating their podcast for years. And finally, they reached out to me to curate a list for Earbuds. Isn't that the coolest thing? I'm floored. Rough Translation's latest series is called At Work, with the at symbol. It looks really cool and futuristic and whatnot. As you can imagine, it is all about work around the world. Sadly, we were not able to get a voice clip from Gregory telling us about his podcast picks, so I will be walking you through them. Here's why Gregory and the Rough Translation team chose this week's theme. They write, in At Work, the new season of Rough Translation, we're traveling around the world to meet people challenging workplace cultures and bringing more of themselves to the job. These are four of the episodes that inspired us while working on this new season, plus one of our own that we think you'll like. In just a moment, I will tell you about Gregory's podcast picks for this week's theme. Then we've got our spotlight podcast pick, which is called Beyond 6 Seconds. Then I'll share some podcast industry information, like upcoming conferences, other events, jobs, and news. Then we'll close it out and send you on your way to some podcast listening. First up is Planet Money, and the episode is called Homer Simpson versus the Economy. Here is what Gregory writes about this episode. This episode from our friends at Planet Money dissects a recent episode of The Simpsons, in which young Bart Simpson asks himself if he could have the same job opportunities his dad Homer had in 1989. Next up is the podcast Women's Work from Boise State Public Radio. By the way, the cover art of this podcast is beautiful. The episode is called Food Sovereignty. Gregory writes, in the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation in South Dakota, a young woman named Kelsey Scott reimagines the family ranching business to bring food sovereignty to her tribal members. This is a beautiful, sound-rich episode about the purposes of hard work and the ways in which it can bond us to our ancestors and our communities. Next up is NPR's Life Kit, and the episode is called How to Thrive While Working in a Hybrid Setup. Here's what Gregory writes. A couple months ago, I went back to NPR's bureau in New York after 2 years of working remotely. It was a strange visit that left me wondering if I actually wanted to go back to the office at all. Well, the folks at LifeKit read my mind and prepared this helpful, practical episode for those of us who are wondering how to make the best out of hybrid work now that it seems like it's here to stay. Next up, the podcast is called It's Been a Minute from NPR. Now, we've recommended the show many times before on Feedback with Earbuds. This is the first time we're recommending it, and it's no longer hosted by Sam Sanders. So after you check out this episode I'm about to tell you about, check out Sam's new show. It's called Into It. It's a pop culture podcast from Vulture, and I am a huge fan. But I'm also a fan of this show, so just support Sam's work overall and the work of NPR. Here we go. This episode from It's Been a Minute is called Even Influencers Are Burning Out, Plus There's Nothing Boring About Normal Gossip. Gregory writes, "The first part of this episode, from It's Been a Minute, sheds light on what young influencers can teach us about following your passion, burnout, and our changing relationships to work." And the last recommendation of this week's theme is from Rough Translation, and it's called Lunching at Work, When Eating at Your Desk is Forbidden. Here's what Gregory writes. "This episode takes us straight to the bistros of Paris to learn more about the luxuriously long French lunch break. For those of us who bring our Tupperware to the office and eat at our desks, what are we missing?" Let's talk about two of Postscript Media's podcasts. First up is Climavores. Many of us want to eat better for the planet. We're just not always sure how. Climavores is a show for eaters who are trying to navigate the complex relationship between healthy food and a healthy planet. Hosts Tamar Haspel and Michael Grunwald cut through the hype and answer all sorts of questions like, is fake meat really a good alternative to beef? Are vegetables climate friendly? Does local food actually matter? You can find Climavores wherever you get your podcasts. Next up, let's talk about Hot Buttons. It's a new show about the biggest stories and trends in sustainable fashion. It can be a dirty industry, and its environmental impact is no secret. Enter Hot Buttons, a podcast about the future of fashion and culture on a changing planet. Join hosts Christina Binkley, Rachel Kibbe, and Shilla Kim Parker as they debate and discuss the breaking news, industry moves, trends, and tech breakthroughs that are shaping sustainable fashion. You can find more information about both of these shows and more from the Postscript Media slate at postscriptmedia.com. Thank you to Gregory Warner and the Rough Translation team for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. His recommendations will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts, and you can even record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list. You can find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's Spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting Carolyn Keel's podcast, Beyond 6 Seconds. Here's what it's about. First impressions can take only 6 seconds to make. But if you're neurodivergent, these quick judgments about you can be misleading. That's where the Beyond 6 Seconds podcast comes in. Join Carolyn Keel as she talks with neurodivergent entrepreneurs, creators, advocates, and more about their lives and identities. Their stories shatter misconceptions, break the stigma, and showcase the vibrance of neurodiversity. Learn more at beyond6seconds.com. That's beyond, the number 6, seconds.com. Next up, some things you might love if you love podcasts. This week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Passell writes, "I did a hell yeah when I saw a new episode of Richard's Famous Food podcast in my feed. This time, Richard is exploring a mystery surfaced by Ian Chillog of Everything is Alive. What had to fall through the cracks for Ian to receive an air-filled ketchup packet with his Goldburger order?" If you're curious about what it's like to crowdfund for an independently produced fiction podcast, Tal Minier is documenting their journey on Twitter very transparently. They also do a lot of talks on this topic in general, so I recommend following Tal for lots of useful podcast and crowdfunding information. Sponsors of Sounds Profitable are invited to join the Sounds Profitable Business Leader Summit at Podcast Movement in Dallas later this month. You can read more by going to soundsprofitable.com. That's what I've got for you this week. Now go listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. And until next week, happy listening.